CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hopeful news on a COVID vaccine this morning. Pfizer says late-stage trials have been hugely successful. Correspondent Elaine Cobb is in Paris, where the announcement was made.
The FDA set an effectiveness rate of 50% for any coronavirus vaccine. With more than 90% effectiveness, Pfizer says it's ready to seek authorization for emergency use in the U.S.
Vanderbilt University's Dr. William Schaffner.
There's going to be a staged way of doing this. One group at a time. And so we'll have to listen very carefully as to when me or you or your Aunt Sally are eligible for this vaccine.
Stock futures are surging on the news. Right now, Dow futures are ahead 1,670. S&P futures up 154. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Anyone who's got a 401k or an IRA is elated right now, and it does feel like this huge breakthrough. Of course, all of us want this.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. President-elect Biden hails the news as excellent, but he notes that widespread vaccinations are likely many more months off. He notes experts have said wearing a mask will be even more effective than taking a vaccine, and that social distancing will be needed well into next year. Mr. Biden meets today with his new COVID-19 task force. President Trump's son, Don Jr., has posted a tweet suggesting the timing of Pfizer's announcement nearly a week after the election was, quote, nefarious.
The U.S. has reported more than 100,000 COVID cases a day for the last 5 days. President-elect Biden announcing that coronavirus task force and other plans. CBS's Nicole Killian.
They include rescinding a travel ban on several Muslim-majority countries, reinstating the DACA program, which provides protections to so-called dreamers, and rejoining the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Agreement.
Tropical Storm Eta has slammed into the Florida Keys, flooding streets in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson says the system is picking up speed as it moves on.
As the day goes on, it'll be western Florida seeing some of the heaviest rain, and then into the Gulf the storm goes, dipping south and west. It will become a hurricane.
McDonald's is back on top of its game.
What's up, world? Yeah, you. I'm Travis Scott.
It's reporting a 4.6% increase in third quarter sales. Bigger orders, dinner business, and a promotion with musician Travis Scott getting the credit, along with new spicy McNuggets.
Get the mighty hot sauce. It's napkins up for foreheads now, kind of spicy.
This is CBS News.